Blog Talk Radio.
Today and creates a vision for tomorrow. Happy Sunday, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the A New Day radio show. I am your host, Dynamic Daphne, and I am super excited about the broadcast today. Before I get into the episode for today, which will be staying strong during adversity, staying strong during the adversity process. Before I get into that, I want to encourage you to call in 646-915-8166 and be part of this conversation, because I am certain I am not the only one that needs to be standing strong in the adversity process. I know there are many more people out there. So call in and let's talk about this together. However, before I start, I want to read July 1st entry from Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude, which is the latest book that I am a co-author on. And today's entry, July the 1st, Putting Gratitude in Motion is the title. And there's a quote here from G.B. Smith. G.B. Stern, excuse me. Silent gratitude isn't much use to anyone. That's food for thought. Silent attitude isn't much use to anyone. If your life is going right at this time, that's great. However, your life might be going awfully wrong now. If that is the case, you can turn it around. Just by practicing an attitude of gratitude each day, rather than dwelling on what you didn't have or what is not working, you will change your state and shift from an awareness of dreadful to an awareness of joyful. I am grateful to have a sister who had the insight and resource to encourage me to participate in the first gratitude book project. I am grateful to have an incredible supportive son who selflessly expresses his love for me and never fails to be there for me when needed. I am grateful for wonderful friends and relatives who have made my life more valuable and meaningful. I am grateful for all the miracles, blessings, and doors that have opened for me since I started putting gratitude in motion. Mr. Eckhart, a German theologian from the 13th century, wrote, "If the only prayer you say the whole life was thank you, that would suffice." And, you know, based on this entry came from Millie Sunday Jet. That's the author for this entry. And based on what we are going to be speaking about today, I think this writing is an on-time one. So, if you are just joining, remember to call in 646-915-8166. And we are talking about standing strong during the adversity process. You know, life happens. Each and every day we wake up, there is something that is taking place. At least that is the way it is in my life. And I know I am not unique in that sense. I know there is something happening in your lives as well. However, I'm going to be going through some thoughts that we need to focus on as we focus on standing strong during the adversity process. I want to quote something from the New Testament, and it is from Ephesians 6 and verse 13, and it reads, "Put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be grounded. You may be able to stand your ground." Put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. You know, it's like the people who lives in Florida comes to mind when I read this scripture, because the people in Florida oftentimes experience hurricane, and when they get the warning that the hurricane is on its way, they run to the hardware and they begin to buy lumber to board up their homes to protect the hurricane season. And this is the same thing when we are going through adversities here. For those of us who are Christians and who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we know how important it is to put the armor on. And this armor is not like a physical garment that we are putting on. However, it is a spiritual armor that protects and shields us from all the darts that will be thrown against us. We all face challenges and difficult times. And, you know, some people who are Christians will, and people who are non-believers will say, you know, God send those storms in your way. But you know, from my experience, I know God doesn't send these storms. But the one thing I do know is that in those times when I'm experiencing the storms or the difficulty, He is not leaving me. He's right there with me. And I'm growing stronger by the minute or by the hour or by the day as I go through them. It is an opportunity to allow God's word to really come into our lives and allow us to see a victory, because, you know, I can't do it alone and you can't do it alone. As I was saying to a friend of mine last week, you know, all I have is my faith. I don't have anything else. And she says, that is enough. You don't need anything else. And that was a nice, loving, gentle reminder. You know, we can't turn and run away when hard times come, because they're always going to be coming. So we can't turn away and run and say, well, I got to go. I can't be here anymore. We have to stand our ground, and that's what the armor does for us. It allows us to stand and see the salvation and wait for the victory to come. You know, a lot of times when we are going through challenging times and adversities are hitting us left, right, and center, we tend to want to tell somebody. But I know I have learned only to tell the somebody who understand and the people who can share into what I'm going through. The people who are not getting ready to throw me a pity party, but who are there to give me the strength that I need. I have come to realize that during this process, God blesses me and He enlarged my territories in so many different ways. You know, it is crazy, but a lot of times when I'm hit with adversities, I get excited because it allows me to stretch. It's like an elastic, and I stretch and I flex back, and it's like building my muscles. You know, I have learned that through it all, I must remain faithful during time of adversities. I have, you know, we all need to make our minds up to serve our Creator. Serve God no matter what. God will honor us once we honor Him. We got to fight the good fight, the Bible says. Remember, God will do everything for us. He does everything. Even the things that we do not deserve, He does it for us. You know, so when the adversities look as if there is no way out, out of the blue, as we always say, it's like a ram in the bush. It's a ram in the thicket. Something is there for us. So regardless of what it is you are going through, no matter what, stand firm, continue to hold on to your faith, continue to pray, continue to meditate, and through it all, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Even when it's you alone, praise the Lord. If your family is not there to praise with you, you praise all by yourself. Because you know, as women, we are the prayer warriors in our families. And we must continuously stay on our knees. We can't get up. Especially if we have children. we continually stays on our knees for them. Each and every day as we are blessed with another 24 hours or less, we know that we are growing. There's none of us, absolutely none of us, who have arrived and have it all made. No, we are a work in progress each and every day. We are a work in progress. And we ought not to forget that, because a lot of times we as seasoned believers meet young believers or people who they are not even sure if they believe. And a lot of times we may do or say something that really turn them off from what we have, which is the word. You know, we get so holier than thou. So we must be reminded every time we meet somebody, don't you forget where you came from. Don't you forget that somebody invited you and then you came and take the plunge. Because a lot of times we tend to forget where we've been and where we are coming from. So again, I want you to call in 646-915-8166.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right, so check us out there. You know, in due season and in God's appointed time, he will promote us into that victory that we so richly deserve. I know a lot of times we tend to become very impatient, and we want to hurry God and we want to hurry the process. And I guess it's human, but we always have to slow down and allow God to do his thing in his time, because he can see much farther than we can see. And he, as the quote said at the top of the hour when I read it, even every day you wake up and you only say thank you to God, you would be on your way. I want to share a very short prayer. I really don't remember where. I probably got it at a retreat or something. But I like this, and I want to share it with you. Prayer for today. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for making me strong through adversity. I thank you that because you are faithful to me, I can be faithful to you. Give me your wisdom to make it right. Make it right, to make the right, give me your wisdom to make the right decisions today and the strength to stand strong no matter what life brings to me. Praise and thanksgiving in Jesus' mighty name. And that's a prayer I found. It is so straightforward and it covers a lot, and I use this very often, and I wanted to share this with you, that if you are going through some kind of adversities, you will be able to use this prayer. I want to give you some top tips that you can consider during standing firm, standing strong in adversity, standing strong in the adversity process. And these are top tips to consider during the adversity process. First and foremost, always, always, always think the way God thinks. Think the way God thinks. And you don't need me to define how God thinks, because what you need to do, you need to set some time aside, some quality time aside, so that you can begin to tune into your Father. And you'll be able to communicate with Him just like when you call the telephone here. And I see it on the switchboard and I'm answering you. And it's the same thing once we call into our Heavenly Father. He's going to answer us. So we need to think the way that God thinks. Next, we need to possess a vision of victory. Don't think like a loser. Don't think like a victim. Always think that you are victorious. It doesn't matter what is going on around you. You must think victorious. Make a plan. You know, it might be in your journal. It might be on a collage or something. But make a plan during this process. Document each and everything that is going on in this adversity process. I have found out that when I do that, it gives me clarity. And I don't get all stressed out over it. I look at the plan, I date the plan, when did this all begin and all of that. So you know, to develop your plan, you are going to need some personal things for yourself. So you sit down, take the time to gather the information and the materials that you need to create your plan. You remember some months ago, I spoke about how is your tongue serving you? I did it both on the radio and I had done it on my TV show as well. And I'm going to come up and I am focusing on this today again. I want, as part of what you want to consider in this process, I want you to always speak what you seek. I'm going to say that again. Speak what you seek. Know that there is power in your words, power in your tongue, power in your attitude. So speak that which you seek. You cannot be seeking one thing and then you're saying something else. You got to be on the same wavelength with that which you seek. And that's what you begin to speak. Because especially as an entrepreneur, there are times when there's no one who believes in what you are doing. And because of that, you need to speak that which you seek into manifestation. Into manifestation. Standing strong in adversity. All the time, it doesn't matter what storm come and hit you down and twist you over like it does with the palm tree. You must stand firm. stand for what you believe is right and stand for what you are committing to. The next point I wanted to consider is be joyful always. It does not take a lot for someone to be smiling at you and saying, hello, how are you? Not hello, as if they're going to say, is there someone in there? Not that. But you are going to be standing joyful always. Appreciate who you are. Appreciate the things that you do. See yourselves as royalty. And once you see yourself in those lights, you will be able to be joyful each and every day. You are approved. Know that you are unique. There is no one else in this world but you. So you are authentic. You are unique. And although there are times when people might be trying to tell you what to do, just take it with a grain of salt and say a polite thank you and go on about your business. You don't need to get into any long conversation with anybody about anything, because honestly and truly, they're really not in charge. You are approved. You are unique. God loves you. And there's nothing that you can do to wipe out this approval. Absolutely nothing. He loves us unconditional, and he puts his stamp of approval on us. And we just need to let Daddy be proud. Pursue your victory. Now, you know what victories you are looking for. And you must go after them. Because a lot of times, just sitting around, there is nothing that is going to come knock at your door. So you better go out and begin to knock on doors and to pursue your victory and claim your victory. Do not wipe anything out. I know with like the young people, they are always looking for something else. So know what it is you're about and become so centered and aware and focused of that which you want to be victorious in. Have an attitude of gratitude. I share that at the top of the show. Listen, once we have an attitude of gratitude, we are three quarters of the way. Gratitude is so easy, it is so simple. You know, it doesn't cost you anything. You go out, you see your neighbor, and you can just express some gratitude to them. You don't need a big budget for that. Overcoming opposition. You know, like this challenging in life happens, there's always going to be something happening. And it, to be honest, it can rob us. It can rob us from those things that we are working on. So we must always focus on the things that's working against us and focus on overcoming them. What tools do we need to help us to overcome them? You know, once we learn to be still, and to sit. God will, the Holy Spirit will reveal to us those things that we need to know about. Declare our blessing every day. We are a blessed people. We are so blessed. And we are not to forget that. Because as human beings, we oftentimes stand and we, when a little adversity hit us, we stand so quiet and we start to complain about all the things that aren't happening. And we tend to forget the numerous things that has already blessed our lives. So, remember, it doesn't take a lot to say, Father, I thank you for what you have done. You don't have to be a theologian. You don't have to be a minister to do any of that. You can open your own mouth and give blessings. Declare your blessings, every last one of them, small, medium, and large. We all have different size blessings in our life. Develop a restoration mentality. Know that right now this is how something looks. But when we develop a restoration mentality, then we know that this thing here is temporary. It's temporary. And we know that when things are temporary, then they're going to linger a little bit and then they're going to move on. So once we are in the restoration mindset and mentality, then we know to say, yeah, this too shall pass, and we bless it and we release it. Focus on the future. Focus on the future. What is it you're looking to accomplish? You're going to know that what is happening here, it's quite possible that the enemy is trying to rob me from what it is I'm looking to pursue. So once you you're focusing on the future, you look and you say, well, if this doesn't happen now or happen this way, I need to do X, Y, and Z to get it done. The one thing I tell you, because we all only have 24 hours in one day, we should take responsibility of those times and to make the best use out of it. So it doesn't matter what you're working on. It might be a home, it might be a car, it might be dishes, whatever you're working on. Know that if focus on the outcome in the future, it will get better. It will get better. The next thing I want to talk to you about considering during the face of the adversity process, I want to encourage you to feed your faith. Keep in the Word, read your Bible. Do whatever it takes to feed your faith. You know, don't be part of negative things. Don't be part of gossip and jealousy and biting and all of that thing. That will just help the adversity to fuel more. And before you know it, it can be 20, 30 people that it is impacting. So feed your faith and feed it with the right food. And feed it so that you will get the results that it is you are looking to get. Live to give. What it is you have to give. Is it a kind word? Is it a hug? Is it a smile? Is it an embrace? A handshake? What it is you have to give. Each and every one of us has something that we can give. So live in a mood of giving. Always give something. Your laughter, your joy, whatever it is. You know, some flowers from your garden. Summer is here, so some vegetables from your garden. Live to give. It does not take a lot to give something, but live to give. Don't ever pass up on that one. Live by the Spirit. And listen, I mentioned about living in the Spirit. I didn't say anything about religion. Because, you know, religion sometimes can corrupt our thought process. But when we are filled with the Holy Spirit and we begin to pay full attention to the Holy Spirit and we just buckle down and we say, all right, we're going to do what it tells us, we are always going to be right. So as a habit, I don't listen to what my head is saying. I listen to what my heart is saying. Because my heart is never wrong. Never wrong. The other thing I want you to consider is to release the past. What kind of baggage you're holding on to that is preventing you from progressing through the adversity suite, the adversity process. What it is that is holding you back? You know, you can either be sitting in that adversity suite, or you know that I'm not sitting in this suite regardless of how attractive it looks. I'm just passing through. So don't harbor anything and don't linger with anything that will prevent you from going through. Because the minute you sit in the lazy boy in that adversity suite, you may not get out and things start piling up and piling up and piling up. So release the past and embrace the future. Release the past and embrace the future. This is another powerful one during the that we need to consider during the process, during the adversity process. We must get in the habit of filtering our thoughts. Filtering our thoughts. You know that we cannot hide anything from God. He knows every thought that's going on in our heads. So there are techniques which we're not going to touch tonight, but there are techniques that you can use to filter your thoughts and to concentrate and to maintain pure thoughts. Thoughts that will add value to you, your family, your business, clients, and customers. So learn the techniques to filter your thoughts. Remember to stand firm. I tell you something. And everything I'm talking to you about tonight is from personal experience. During the adversity process, it is like you've been through are going through a hurricane. You must learn how to stand firm. You might, if I was on TV, I would show you, but if you can spread your legs a little bit and stand firm during those rough and windy times, you will be able to smile when you see the rainbow at the end of the tunnel. So always stand firm. Stand firm for that which you believe. Stand firm for that which you are looking to use to add value. Remember, if you are just joining us, I want you to call in and let's talk about standing strong during the adversity process.
Superfastlinkbuilding.com. The biggest challenge for business owners and entrepreneurs like you is getting your site to show up on the first page of a Google search. It's been reported that Google often changes their search reporting methods multiple times in the same day. That's why you can't use just any search optimization company. The SEO company that you choose has to think fast and move even faster. At SuperFastLinkBuilding.com, we've designed and developed a unique system to start positioning your site closer to the top. Our complex system of websites and blogs, along with our proprietary algorithms, are pushing our clients' sites to page one every day. Your site will never rise on its own. You've got to do something about it. Subscribe today. SuperFastLinkBuilding.com.
Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes?
Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart
My soul says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there's more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher. There is more that I require of thee. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. He said, I'm calling you out of your dry place. I'm calling you out of your dry place. Say it. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. 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 I'm calling you. I predestined you before the world began to do my will, to do my will.
You know, I have found so much solace, solitude, and comfort during my adversity process with this song. And this is why I have decided to insert it in here and play it for you too, because I've found so much cleansing from it. Because there are times when you just have to be, and you have to find that song or that poem or that something that will really minister to you as you go through that adversity process. You got to find that something, that one thing or a couple of things that will help you to stand strong. No matter what, no matter what's going on, you're still going to be standing firm. You're standing strong. You're like the palm tree. The wind bop you all over the place, but you're still standing strong. And this is one of the songs that does it for me. I have maybe like six of them that really has done that for me, that has cleansed me. and that help me to stand strong in all that I'm going through. So I want to continue with the top thoughts that tips that I want you to consider as you go through the adversity process. Remember to live a balanced life. What's a balanced life for you? You know what it is for you. I know majority of us now, we try our best to have a balanced life, but we don't. We are always short on something, or something is lacking. It could be in intimacy, it could be in relationships, it could be in exercise, food, spirituality, what it is that is lacking in your life, why it is not a balanced life. So there's no wrong or right way. Each of us knows ourselves better than anyone else. So let us take a self-inventory. Take a self-inventory and see what you can do to get as close to balance as you can. The one thing I always tell myself is that Rome was not built in a day. But each day as I work on building my Rome, I give it the best that I can. The best that I can. So focus on what it is. Do you need to watch what you eat, exercise, what it is that is preventing your life from being a balanced life? Take a great look at it. Sit and assess it and do the best you can with what you have. Know that you are the one, you are the only one that can prevent you from experiencing optimum balance in your life. So sit and, you know, journal about it, write about it, just be quiet and be, so you can get the clarity of the things you need to begin to do to get your life in balance. Each and every day when I wake up, I expect favors. I expect miracles. I expect favors, not only from God, but I expect favors from man as well. Because I know my Father that I serve, he will make room for me with kings and queens and heads of states and prominent people. And you must believe that too for yourself. When you go through the adversities of your life, you got to look on them and say, I know this is setting me up for a big comeback. It is setting me up for a bigger comeback. So, know your favors are going to be coming. From the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, from the left, from the right, all over. Expect those favors to come to you. So, don't you stop expecting them. Because if you stop expecting them, they will never manifest themselves and they will never come. Forgive past hurts. You know, this one eats home, because like today at church, the pastor, at the end of the service, he made the altar open for people who thought that they had some resentment or stuff to let go of, to come on down to the altar. and to repent and let it go and leave it there. And, you know, it was such a rewarding thing to do, because each and every one of us, there, you know, there are times when trivial things get in our way. Trivial things get in our way. And this is why we got to just focus on what we say and how we do, because people are sensitive. And a lot of times things aren't said with any ill feeling, but people take them for ill feeling. So watch out what you say and what you do. And if you find out that you hurt somebody, repent about it, ask for forgiveness, and explain to the person, and vice versa. If you are holding hurt against anybody, you need to forgive the past and forgive the person and move on. Move on. Move forward. Move on. Because all the hurts that we hold on to, they are like baggage. They weigh us down. They weigh us down. So we must concentrate on letting those things go so that we can move ahead lighter and with ease. The next thing I want us to look on, and I want you to think about, are your feelings about your self-image. How do you feel about who you are? Are you in love with yourself? Do you praise you, love you, treasure you? Now, if you are not in a position to love yourself, especially when you are going through adversity, those things are going to weigh you down and wear you out. Because all those naysayers that has been saying things all over throughout your lifetime, when you are not holding yourself into a positive self-image and you are not positioned to raise your self-image, those things are just going to come back to haunt you. So you must concentrate on raising your self-image before you can love anybody else. You got to love yourself. You got to feel good about yourself. You got to treasure you, embrace you, love you. Look in the mirror and talk to the person that is looking back at you in that mirror. When you do that, and when you hold yourself in high esteem, and I'm not talking about being arrogant, but just loving who you are. Know that you are created precious in God's sight. Precious. And you must believe that. When you believe that and you take a hold of that and you grab that, nothing, absolutely nothing, will be able to knock you down. So that will help you to cement your feet down. Stay away from strife. Let me tell you something. Strife is one of the most stressful, annoying, and damaging things. It eats at you. It eats. It's like you're using an electric drill and drilling a hole through the trunk of a tree. That's what it will do for you. So stay away from strife. And you find out when you stay away from strife, you're going to get stronger. You know, you got to, you can just imagine as if you grease yourself, you put a lot of lubricant on your body, and you're without clothes, and somebody throws some water on you. The water is just going to run off your back because of all the lubricant that's on you. And it's the same thing when you protect yourself and you stay away from strife, envy, jealousy, maliciousness, judgmental. When you stay away from all those things, you are gathering more strength than ever. So remember, you know, don't allow any strife to peek into, because a lot of times somebody might tell you something that somebody say and so on, and you know that is always half the truth. You never get the full truth and you get bent out of shape. And before you know it, there's a lot of strife and everything that's built up on that. So watch out for that. Watch out for that. Take quiet times. Take quiet times when you do nothing. Sit, put your feet up, just chill, as the young people say. Wait. It's okay to just sit and to wait. There's a blessing in waiting. Waiting and resting. Waiting and resting. Waiting and resting. And as you do that, you'll find out that you are becoming more enlightened and more fully aware of those things that you need to concentrate on. So, know that it's not a crime to sit down and just wait, rest and relax. Wait, rest and relax. You don't have to be doing something 24/7. The other thing I have learned to do, I have learned to always expect God's best for me. Because I know he's not experiencing any recession. He doesn't have any lack. And he wants his best for me. Now, do I want the best for myself? I must always remember to concentrate on that and say, well, my father wants the best for me. Why am I not experiencing my best? So each and every day when I wake up, I say, God, I know you're giving me something great today. So I expect miracles every day, and I expect the best. You know, when my daddy give me something, he's not shopping in the secondhand store. He's coming directly from the highest place. He gives us the most expensive thing. The most precious things is what he gives us. So we have to expect God's best for us. The next thing, do you know who you are? Not who somebody say you are. Not your education. Who are you? It is very important that you be who you are. You know who you are called to be? Be that person. Don't be anybody else. Be that person that you are called to be. Because that's the only way that you can operate fully to get the result of the result and benefit of standing strong in adversity. Be who you are, not who somebody has wanted to be, who God created you to be, and be the best at that. Be who you are and be the best. Let God defend you. You know, there are sometimes, no matter how you are, you try to explain something, you are never right. Don't focus on winning every conversation. There are lots of times when we are searching to stand strong during the adversity process. We got to agree to disagree. And when you know that God has your back, you also know that He is ready and able and willing to defend you. So don't get bent out of shape. Allow Him to defend you. And a lot of times you don't have to say anything. Because when He defends you, He's not doing it in secrecy or in private. He does it so the whole world can see. He vindicated you from that which somebody was trying to have you take the rap for. And that just strengthened you right there. You stand up with your shoulders tall and you just want to say, hey, look what my Father have done for me. Oh, look at me now. You can't do nothing to me. You can't do nothing to me. So allow God to defend you in all aspects of the things that you do. Guard your heart. This is a big one for me. Guard your heart. Your heart is like your inner circle. You know, you have inner circle that are confident, that knows everything about what you do. Your heart, you need to guard it. Don't let anybody inside who don't understand about that which you are doing. Guard your heart. Protect your heart. Because if you don't guard your heart, that means that the naysayers that is up there in your subconscious mind, when those begin to start to run wild, and they will, you will not have any control over, because you expose your heart to everybody else and to everything else. But when you guard your heart, and when the naysayers up in your brain start to run a havoc, then you don't have to worry, because you know your heart is protected and you know that's where your authenticity is. And it's going to come back to protect you and to override all of the naysaying things. Praise Him for the victory. Praise God for the victory. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Sometimes people say, oh, you so excited, you jumping and carrying on like that, you crazy. I say, yes, but if you know the victory that I have overcome, you would be jumping like I am jumping. So, just to recap, here are the top tips I wanted for you to concentrate on as you go through the adversity process. Top tips to consider during the adversity process. Think the way God thinks. Develop a vision of victory. Make a plan and work the plan. Speak what you seek. You can't be saying one thing and expect another result. Whatever you speak, that is what you are going to get. You must do what it takes to stand strong during the adversity. Don't allow it to overpower you or to conquer you. You got to stand strong. Do whatever it takes to stand strong. Always find joy and be joyful. Always. Know that you are approved. That means you are not a second hand. You are high quality stock. You came from good stock. You don't need anybody else's approval because you have God's stamp. He stamped you. He brand you like they brand the cattle. You have his stamp of approval on you. And pursue your victory. Go out and look for your victory. Don't ask anybody to bring it to you. You go out there and pursue your victory. Always have an attitude of gratitude. Everything. You remember that quote I read that said, silent gratitude is of no help to anybody. So speak your gratitude. Speak it. Speak your gratitude. Don't be fearful. Don't hoard it. Give gratitude to every person for everything that they have done. Overcome opposition. Don't get bogged down about what the opposition is doing, because if you do that, it holds you hostage in the adversity. Hostage, I'm telling you. So do what you can to overcome it. Declare your blessing. You know, thank you, Lord. I'm so thankful for you blessing me today. I'm thankful that you gave me this. I'm thankful that you have done that. I'm thankful that you opened such and such a door. What a blessing it is. I thank you for that, and I'm ready to receive more. Declare your blessing. Use whatever words you want to declare your blessing. Develop a restoration mentality. Remember, only you can give away that what belongs to you. You got to keep a restoration mentality regardless of what's going on. This too shall pass. I will overcome. Focus on the future. Live one day at a time and give it your best. So when you are blessed to live to see tomorrow, you are not living in regret. Feed your faith. Find out what it takes to feed your faith and do that, and do that regularly. You know, it for me, as I think about feeding my faith, especially when I'm going through the adversity process, I think of the things that I must do that will give me the strength to hold on. It's like holding on to the anchor. You know, there's a saying that a drowning man will hold on to a straw. That means that anything they see, they hold on. And as I feed my faith, I know it's the strongest anchors that I'm creating. So when I grab a hold, it's not going to come loose, but it is so anchored in where I'm supposed to be. Live to give. We can all give something. It doesn't matter what it is. You have something to give. It might be a kind word, a smile, a handshake, an embrace, material thing. Or just to say, oh, can I help you with this, and so on and so forth. Find out what it is that you can do to help somebody's life be better. Live to give. It doesn't matter what. Remember the widow woman who gave her last mite? And she was the biggest giver because she gave all that she had. Live by the Spirit, not by religion. Seek out the Holy Spirit to be your confidant and your companion. And you will be on your way. Because the Holy Spirit will speak to your inner man, and you will know exactly what steps and actions you need to take. Let go of the past. We talk about releasing the past. Let it go. Bless it, love it, and release it. Let it go. Filter your thoughts. Don't hold any corrupted thoughts. Filter your thoughts. Protect it. Protect your heart. Filter your thoughts. Stand firm for what you believe in. Know your values and your morals. Live a balanced life. Mind, spirit, soul, body. spirit, mind, soul, body. Make sure you're as close to balance as it can. Each and every day, wake up expecting miracles. Expect favors, not only from God, but from man as well. Forgive past hurts. Let them go, because a lot of times, we, the person that hold on to the hurts, we are hurting more than the people who try to hurt us. So why don't you forgive it and let it go? Raise your self-esteem, how you feel about you. Do you love you with all your flaws and little concerns? Love you and lift yourself up. Raise your self-image to the highest bar that you can. Avoid strife. Remember I mentioned about strife is like an electric drill that's drilling a hole through the trunk of a tree. So stay away from strife. It is okay to just sit and wait and rest and put your feet up and just be in the quiet and in the stillness of the time. You're going to find out that you come out much stronger than anything else you could have done. Know that you're a child of God and always expect His best for you. Know that He's not giving you secondhand stuff. He is getting things from the store that the emperor's shop because you are royalty. Expect God's best. Do you know who you are? Well, be who you are. Don't be anybody else. Don't try to have any split personalities. Be who you are and be the best of who you are. Let God defend you. The young people say, I got your back. Well, you know God got our back. And if we are to stand strong in during the adversity process, we got to allow Him to defend us. Because he is true. He is truthful and He will defend us. Guide your heart. Don't let everyone and everything inside your heart. Remember, once they get in there, they might be like a chronic illness. You can't get rid of them. So, guard your heart. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. And the last thing I spoke about was praise Him for your victory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for your victory. Know that nobody can take away that which He has given you. So I pray that this little insight will help you to stand strong during the adversity process. Know that you are never alone. Never alone. The Father is always there with you. He's with you. He's with me. And no matter how bad it looks, I know He's not going to leave me alone. He is here with me. So let us praise Him. Let us stand firm. Let us stand strong during our adversity process and know that we will come out as winners. We will come out as winners and we will overcome. I want to remind you that we are on twice a week, on Wednesdays 10 to 12 and on Sundays 7 to 8:30 p.m. I want you to support us. I want you to become a member. I want you to be a friend. And I want you to share the link and the download with others. So I thank you for spending time with me and in speaking about standing strong during the adversity process. Have a blessed and wonderful week and expect God's best for you. So long. and follow your destiny.
Tonight, you'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never.